is being our ultimate example. First, I would like for us to look at Jesus and that ultimate example in humility. He had a humble birth. Look at Luke 2, verse 7. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Imagine all that Jesus left to come to this earth to be born in a stable. He humbled himself even to the point of death. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verses 9 through 6. Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard it equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. He found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient even to the death, even to the point of death, even death on a cross. Paul here, in his letter to the Philippians, is emphasizing the significance, leaving all the glory of heaven behind and taking on the form of a bondservant and humbling himself even to the point of death. My next point, let's look at how Jesus is our ultimate example in showing compassion to others. Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 15. Soon afterwards, he went into a city called Nain, and his disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large crowd. Now, as he approached the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. We see here that he raises a mother's son from the dead. And we see that the great compassion Jesus had for this grieving mother. Jesus shows compassion to a blind man. Luke chapter 18, verse 35. Luke 18, 35-43. As Jesus was approaching Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging. Now hearing a crowd going by, he began to inquire what this was. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he called out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him, and when he came near, he questioned him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, I want to regain my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and began following him, glorifying God. And when all the people saw it, they gave praise to God. Think of all those who Jesus showed compassion to by healing them. Next, he feeds the 4,000 in Matthew chapter 15, verses 32 through 38. Matthew 15, 32 through 38. And Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. and I do not want them to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, Where shall we get this so many loaves in this desolate place to satisfy such a large crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, Seven and a few small fish. And he directed the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and the fish, and giving thanks, he broke them and started giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the people. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, seven large baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. Everywhere Jesus went, we see his example of showing compassion to others. Jesus is our ultimate example in being about our Father's business. In Luke chapter 2, verse 43, Luke chapter 2, verse 43 through 50. And they were returning after spending the full number of days. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan, and went a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. Then after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you. And he said to them, Why is it that you are looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be about my father's business? And they did not understand the statement which he made to them. Even as a young boy, he is setting the example for us to be about our father's business. Now turn to Luke chapter 22, 41. Luke 22, verse 41. This is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying to the Lord. And he withdrew from them about a stone throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Jesus is our ultimate example that the Father's business must be done, no matter what the cost may be. My last point, he was a friend to the friendless. Turn to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. We'll be looking in verse 10. Then as it happened, that as Jesus was reclining at the table in the house, behold, many were tax collectors and sinners, and came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, Why is your teacher eating with tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard this, he said, Is it not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick? The tax collectors and sinners were not well liked by society here. They did not have many friends except fellow tax collectors and sinners. And Jesus was, being perfect as he was willing to eat with these tax collectors and sinners. He stayed at a tax collector's house in Luke 19. Luke chapter 19, verses 2 through 7. I'm sure we all know the story of Zacchaeus here and how he was a tax collector. Starting verse 2. And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. Then Jesus came to the place. He looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry down and "Hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector. He was not well liked either. But Jesus, seeing his faith, being friendly, went to his house, and Zacchaeus received him as his guest. In John chapter 4, starting in verse 7, it's a Samaritan woman at the well. "There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink,' for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.' Jesus answered and said to her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.'" The Samaritans were at all not well liked by the Jews. They were the dogs, I guess, of the Jewish society and where the Israel was. And it was unheard of that a Jew would speak to a Samaritan to even for a drink. All these people here have in common that they were not well liked. They didn't have many friends. But Jesus, being as perfect as he is and being our ultimate example, he was a friend to the friendless. In conclusion, Jesus is our ultimate example. And I have given you 4 points of Jesus that Christians are to follow. Just as Jesus was humble, we are to be humble. Just as Jesus was compassionate, we should be compassionate. Just as Jesus was about his Father's business, we are to be about our Father's business. As Jesus was a friend to the friendless, we should be friends to the friendless. I haven't heard of anyone willing to die for their enemies. But Jesus died for his friends. And you are his friends. If you are subject to the invitation in any way, please come forward as we now stand and sing.